Hello and welcome back to Media Munchies podcast. Yeah, it's been a while. I say this every time, but I promise this is going to be good. I'm going to make something good. And obviously there's an episode about Survivor that I recorded. Not obviously, but there was an episode about Survivor that I recorded, but I just felt uninspired. So I'm going to be doing something new. I'm going to be doing something local. That's right. Hashtag support local drag. Hashtag support bad drag. No. Okay. We're not starting off with this vibe, but I'm going to be talking about the Absolute Empire's Ball. And if you don't know what that is, that's okay. But if you do know what that is, it's Toronto's drag race. To me. It's Toronto's drag race. I watched it last year. And it felt like on that level. I was shook with some of the shit that I saw. But okay, to better explain it, it's done in groups, teams, houses, if you will. And it's 4 to 5 people per team. And they do a group number. It's a competition. They do a group number and then a solo number. And then they get judged. And then they see who moves on, and the top team wins. And last year was really fun. Some people I knew were in it. Hashtag famous. No, I'm joking. Hashtag Toronto drag. Everyone knows each other. Yeah, and then this year, obviously, people I know, and I could have been in it, but I chose to do this instead. I'm not ready, you know, and I need to do some reviewing because I love doing that. Anyways, so what I'm going to be doing today is looking at the promo picks for each house on Empire's Ball. You can go, see, I really wanted to do this with a visual format, but baby steps. I don't have a good camera, and yeah, period. So I'm going to be reacting to the promo picks on Empire's Ball Instagram. That's Absolute. Okay, hold on. Let me find it. Absolute Empire's Ball on Instagram. Not sponsored. But no. Okay, not react to them. The first ones I've seen already, but they just posted some today. And I'm saying that's a sign. That's a sign. I'm glad I did this today because then I can react to the new pictures that they posted of each house. What I've decided to do is I'm going to, you know, be nice to everyone, because these are just my first impressions of each house, and I don't want to start this off on a bad note, but also, I don't want to comment about looks, because I'm out here in Value Village Couture. I don't want to comment about that. I might comment about performances, when I actually see them, but that's another matter. We'll figure that out as we go. And I will have favorites, obviously, and it'll be a bit obvious. It's just that I know some of these people personally, and I really like their drag. And there's other people I don't know. I've never seen them perform. So it'll just be casual first impressions, but some of them you will know. You will see the bias. And then after this, I have a very special addition to this podcast, but let's first get into the looks. So I'm going to be looking at them and reading my notes at the same time. Okay, first house posted here is Bathhouse. And I know these people from the scene. Obviously, we have Marana, Logan the Queen, Angel Marana, and Rosie. And right off the bat, the name Bathhouse is camp as shit, and I'm kind of obsessed with it. I'm excited to see what their performance is gonna be, because it's probably on theme in some way, because here they are in bath towels, and it says Bathhouse, which I love, or just bath. Okay, sorry, I suck at reading. And it's very on brand, it's very nice, and I think I was shown some other pictures, and I think it's fierce how Angel got naked as hell. I think that's serving. Continue. So, Bathhouse, you better work. Next up, we have the House of Dare. And I do know some of these people too. I know Penny Martini. She's nice as fuck. And Ava Dia, and I've heard of Bobby Jupiter, which is the king on this team. Shout out Kings. And I really like the color scheme on this one. They've got the pink and black. And I don't actually know the queen, Elle Dare. I've never seen her perform, but she looks sickening as fuck. Like, this, everyone's got good poses. They're all serving. Bobby Jupiter, I really like the facial hair. And I'm excited to see what they pull out too, because Penny Martini is funny as fuck. She produces the show Holy Cow, which I love, and always pulls out some fucking amazing numbers. So House of Dare, you better work. I'm saying the same thing. Next is Knee House, which, love the name. These queens. Okay. This is why I cannot comment about looks, because I have never worn anything that looks this good, especially Phoenix Black. Phoenix Black is a model. She looks like a model. Lena D's outfit, fucking amazing. Well, all the outfits, amazing. And they all look really fucking good, which is what I expected, because they're all stunning performers. I haven't actually seen... Oh, wait. Star performed at Work the World and won a lip sync against one of the queens in Work the World. But it was sickening. It was sickening. Imagine winning against a Rue girl on Work the World. I would lose my... Like, that's wild. So I'm really excited to see what they pull out, because they're all, like, really good performers, too. Knee House, you better work. Okay, so the next are a House of Kings, which I'm very excited for. They're called the O-Town Packers, and they're from Ottawa, so O-Town. And so I haven't seen them perform before, but I feel like they're going to be sickening, because I love Kings. See, here's where my bias comes out. I don't even know them, but I know they're going to be sickening. And yeah, all these people, I really like that fabric that's incorporated into it, and they all look like suave as fuck. I love the look of a king where he looks like a gentleman but also a douche at the same time. I feel like that's a very king essence, and it's like, yes, king. When I see that, I'm like, yes, king. Yeah. It's great to learn about new kings from Ottawa. You better work. House of Venom. Okay, I'm obsessed with their style. I think it's like, I love what they all did and how it goes together, and it all looks like amazing. I love Z. I love, honestly, Viper, Midas, and Nasty Doll are also all amazing performers. I'm really excited to see what they turn out, because they're newer, but like, you wouldn't know, I feel like. So I feel like, I don't know. They all ate in this photo. I love this photo. Dream House. Now, these are people I also haven't heard of before, except like heard of a bit, but like seen perform, because they are also from Ottawa. And I love this color. It like stands out. I think, well, I love the one king and three queens. It's kind of serving. Also, the king, BJ Stroker. I love the name, first of all. And then his suit is like, I want a suit like this, because it just looks like they look rich. All of them look rich, and I love this. I love the polish so much in this photo. And yeah, again, never seen them perform, but I'm excited to see them perform. Okay. The way I skipped. Okay, it's just because I'm not like rushing to get away here, but I was scrolling at the same time as I was speaking, and then I got excited because this next house, my good buddies, my kings, my boys, Frat House. First of all, name, working it. Second of all, I love the colors. Really stands out. It's one that stands the fuck out. Also, there better be Goofy King appreciators in the judges panel this year. Okay, that was shade. My first bit of shade has been towards the judges, which is great. No, you know what? I'd rather shade the judges than the houses. They can take it. So, frat house, Coyote Ugly's face. Ugh, everyone has a good face. God, you can really tell my biases because it just... The rest of them, I'm like, work, slay, work. And these people, I'm like, a good face, a good facial structure, a good... They're giving mug. Andamphetamine is giving mug the house down. And Stephamphetamine, I know he's giving mug the house down. It's just a bit blocked by these sunglasses, but I'm obsessed with the sunglasses. So no notes on that. Plus, he's in the center and he's making the... Not the best face. I feel like everyone's making a good face. But he's making a face that stands out. And I love that. And I love just the structure, the pyramid structure, the shirts. I feel like, okay, my one note is they could have displayed the shirts better. But I'm sure there's photos that display the shirts better. Yeah, I'm biased as hell. I love goofy kings because I am one and I'm a narcissist. So... We're moving on. No, we don't need to move on. Anyways, I love how everyone has a unique style and vibe, and I sure hope they accentuate that in their performance, because I'm excited to see. I've seen a little sneak peek, but I'm not gonna say anything. Next is the House of Melanin, and like everyone who went for purple, serve. Because purple is such a nice color for promos. I feel like it really catches the eye. I love Ocean. She is one of my favorite performers. And it like snuck up on me because I was like, yeah, Ocean's a great performer. And then recently I've been like, Ocean is the performer. She's so funny. She's so like, this is a great house because I also love Kuyate and Tiger Willy, who are talented ass performers. Okay, yeah. This house is gonna slay. I was not familiar with the Noise Witch, who is also in this house, but seeing their posts, I think they're all gonna slay. They're all gonna slay this. And they all look like they're really happy and they're having, like, it's gonna be a very fun performance. I just know they're gonna be sickening. House of UTI. This promo photo is stunning. And my two eyes just go right to Michaela Couture, who looks like, I don't know, looks like the sun. It's wild. I also love Baby Bleu. I really hope that's how you say it. I've not seen her perform before. Oh, and Twinklet is on this team, but she's not in the photo. She would have gagged in the photo too. I love Twinklet. But yeah, this promo photo is Drag Race. Like, sorry. Most people's outfits here are like Drag Race promo. Ready. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this house is gonna slay. They look polished as shit. And Michaela Couture is a model. And I also, looking at Baby Bleu's Instagram. Sorry, I took French. I hope it's blue. And I'm just being annoying. But if it's Bleu, also good for me. Yeah, these are really good. Continuing on, the other picture I wanted to talk about is the judges and hosts. I love Manny Dingo. He is my favorite. Like, he is so nice. I love Manny Dingo so much. He's so supportive of me too. And it's like, I could cry. The first support he showed me was making me a plate of nachos. And I'm so glad he remembers that story because I remember that story. I love Manny Dingo. Okay. Then we have the judges. Yes, they're all looking great in black. And we have Helena Poison and Ivory Towers, the hosts. And I wish you could see them more because I feel like they have sickening outfits on and they should have been like visible. But yeah. Work, judges. Okay, and now for the first time, I'm going to react to the photos. I've not seen these before. So first is Bathhouse. I was laughing at Rosie in this pic. It's funny. I'm glad they gave them absolute to hold. Damn, yeah, Angel, full naked. That's sickening. House of Dare, again, posing with the absolute. Ava Dia, sickening. Yeah, no notes. I really like Bobby Jupiter's vibe, and I want to see him perform, to be honest. Niehaus, yeah, okay, no notes. Yeah, we get it, you're stunning, we get it. I love Lena D's headpiece. She's Miss El Convento Rico. I love it. She is so Miss El Convento. Okay. O-Town Packers. They better work. Aw. Miles Zinnia, that's so cute. Wait, did they sign these themselves? I'm dumb. Why did I not look at that? I thought just someone wrote that. Let me see. Whose signature do I like? I love how Logan has the same, like, writes it like I write my name, because that's my name. I'm like, oh my god, Logan the Queen. Yeah, so me. I love the L, doing the L in cursive. Anyways. I love Penny Martini's signature with a little martini glass. That's so cute. Destiny Doll signs like a celebrity. House of Venom. Viper is stunning. Like, I didn't, like, talk about her before, but she's stunning as fuck. I love her vibe and her performance. And, yeah, the photos, no notes. It's what I thought before. Yeah, Midas, we get it. You're good at posing. I love it. Dream House. I love the purple. Frat House. Oh, my God. I want to read the bios, but, like, not right now. I really like this picture of Coyote Ugly. I'm obsessed with this picture. Oh my god. The one of Andy where he's just standing and staring at the camera. I'm obsessed. Stefan in these glasses. Yeah. Coyotes are really good. Okay. Archie in the fridge. Of course. Some silly ass. House of Melanin. God. These outfits are good. I didn't say anything about the outfits, but, like, I love them. Kuya Ate looks so good. House of UTI. Yeah, Michaela. Oh, they all know how to pose. They look so good. And that's it. So, love the cast. There's so many different houses. I mean, obviously, they did that on purpose to create diversity and variety. But, like, I'm really excited to see how this turns out, because it's going to be a tough race, and very excited to see. On to a special interview that I will announce in 1 second, but thank you for listening to this portion of Media Munchies podcast, Empire's Ball series. I don't need to name this series or something, but anyways, that's what it is. Okay, bye. All right, welcome back. And we have a very special segment here. I'm really excited. No, I'm actually really excited to be fair. We have an interview with the amazing Mishmash. So, I've invited you here because you know Empire's Ball from the beginning.
Unfortunately. No, yes, I do.
The season one, I guess you would call it. Did they call it season one back then?
Just called it Empire's Ball, to my knowledge.
Right, yeah, because they didn't know there'd be a season two. That's not shade. That's not shade, but, like...
Well, it was a big venture because it was, like... It was originally Bobo and Juicebox were hosting it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was sponsored by Absolute, obviously. But, like, it was the first time they've ever done anything like that.
Okay, so it was from the beginning sponsored by Absolute. That's pretty cool.
I think Absolute. I think they sponsored Queen of Halloween. Don't quote me.
Okay.
So they have like sponsored drag events before.
Makes sense.
Like in competitions.
Yes. Oh, cool. So the very first year you competed is what I want to get to. How was it? What was it like that first year?
So. The mood felt a little different because it kind of felt more like they were going for energy of we want established families that are already established in Toronto to compete.
Okay.
Now you kind of see more people just posting, I did a House for Empires ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the original intention, to my understanding, was we want famous drag moms in Toronto to compete with their kids and their sisters. And that's why the first season had a lot more established people compete, if that's what I'm trying to say. That's why season one had a lot of really long-established drag families competing.
Right.
Like, Divine Darlin had, like, her daughters and drag family competing in a house, for example. And then just long-term drag friends were also competing. Then you also had younger, newer houses that... But they were still kind of groups that have always performed together, like House of Filth from the West End have always performed as House of Filth, so they competed.
Yeah.
In later seasons, I guess season two? Okay, don't quote me. I think Diet Ghost started season two, but they might have been season one. My memory is foggy.
It's all good.
But again, Diet Ghost was a performance group, right?
Okay, okay.
And then I competed with my drag mom. And then low-key, we kind of just searched for a third person. Originally, it was supposed to be her boyfriend at the time, Catfish.
Oh, Catfish. You know Catfish, right? Yeah, I do know Catfish.
So my Crystal Clear's boyfriend at the time was Catfish. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. I think I am. I'm pretty sure that it's fine. And so we did our promo photo. Oh, also the promo photos. You had to do them yourself.
Oh, there was no photographer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like
this
more,
year
like,
they got fancy. Because
Ivory Towers and Helena Poison, they were all competing. So they got a professional photographer. Ooh, but then like me and Crystal Queer, we had no money. we got a friend of Catfish just to take our photos in an alley.
Love it.
Yeah.
Very organic.
And then after we took the photos and submitted them, they broke up.
Oh,
Then Catfish dropped out, and then we got our friend Gina Tonic, who's also like a West End legend. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we competed from there.
Sick. And so I saw on the poster you made it to the semifinals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, we passed our first night.
Okay.
It was a lot different then because every single person in the house did their own number.
Oh.
It wasn't just like one person did a number and there was the house number. No, everybody did their number. So it was a long night.
And then was there a group number still?
Yeah, there was still a group number.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like our group number is definitely what won us the preliminaries.
Oh.
Because we were just against one house that night.
Okay,
preliminaries was just matchups, right?
Oh.
So we were against House of Silva from London.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were also amazing. It was really, really tight.
Cool.
I think we won because Gina was like so funny in our group number. Just like she choreographed the whole thing. She did all the audio. It was really, really, really good. Yeah.
All right.
So she carried us basically.
I'll have to go on the Out in the Six YouTube to find that. I'm curious.
Crystal also did good. Sorry.
Yeah.
Mom, if you're listening. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah. No, and I'm sure you did good as well.
I was all right. I was very new to drag at the time.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I was the
weaker
link.
So it's different.
The tiramisu of the
crew. Oh!
Cut that!
I don't want to. That's really funny.
I mean, yeah. Well,
I'm sure Jeremy wouldn't deny it.
No, he wouldn't. Yeah.
So, I'm sure it's changed a lot over the years.
Yeah.
Besides changing from Woody's to a different venue.
Yeah.
What are some of, like, the biggest changes?
Okay, I don't know if I remember. Okay, I am remembering this right, but I don't know what season this was.
Mm-hmm.
I think season one was completely at Woody's.
Mm.
Season two was a different bar every night.
Oh.
Which was strange because, one night you'd be at Woody's, the next night you'd be at The Drink, and then the next night you'd be at The Beaver, which is, like, a hole in the wall. It's, like...
Oh, my God.
It's the size of a $3 bill.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So it was, like... And I've never seen that many Church Street people in The Beaver at once. It was kind of crazy.
Oh, interesting.
But season... I think that was season two. My memory's really bad. But I remember Bobo specifically telling me that she wanted to celebrate every bar.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I get that.
But I think they realized after that season it wasn't feasible because the crowd couldn't fit.
Oh,
yeah.
That's true. Yeah, in every bar. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm trying to think of other...
Well, I guess now photographers.
Photographers. It's definitely... It feels more like... It always felt like a professional event, but I guess now it really feels like, especially since season three, it really feels like a oh my gosh, online presence, like.
Oh yeah.
But no, there was even a documentary for season two.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I need to see that. Oh my god, I did not do enough research.
The documentary covers the finale of season two, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Actually, no, I remember that because my friends competed. So the way it used to work for season one and season two is every house that competed got to do a number in the finale.
Okay.
Just to kind of like, we're bringing right. everyone back. They could do a house
Oh, number. That's cool.
And I remember my friends, I'm not going to say who, they were filming everybody for the documentary and they were so excited to be in the documentary, but my friend got too drunk.
Oh no.
And had to go home and then missed their performance on the stage. And so they couldn't even do the group choreography properly because it was only two of them.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, that's why I remember it was season two because
right,
of
that incident. Yes.
So yeah, that's when the documentary was season two. Also, season one, all of the houses that competed, even if you were out first round, got to perform on the Pride stage at Yonge and Dundas Square.
That's sick.
So my dumb baby queen ass is on Yonge and Dundas Square in front of like 1,000 people.
Oh my god.
All because I competed in this one competition and then dropped out.
You know, it gets you places.
It was so cool. It was so fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Great experience.
Right?
No. So, what have been, to you, some of the most memorable houses or performances or just, like, moments in general?
Probably the winners of season two, Rebel Gen, because it was a really amazing house of, like, kings, everything in betweens. It was not a traditional drag house.
Yes. I love that.
Alexander Brandy was in that house. Babi Abadora? Also, I remember distinctly, I think it was season one, but don't quote me, House of Filth went on stage and did a number that was like, Church Street is so diverse and we accept all kinds of drag. And then they had like a laugh track.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Just having House of Filth compete was really iconic. Diet Ghost competing was really iconic. Honestly, like, oh, there were so many good... And also, House of Jest.
Yeah.
House of Jest.
Shout out House of Jest.
Done. Like, that is one of my favorites forever. Honestly, there's so many good performances.
Oh, definitely.
I can't name exactly one, but there's just been a lot of iconic moments.
No, after this, I'm going to do more research because I was like, oh, Mish can be my research. But, like, you can't show me sort of the well, you can show me on Out in the Six YouTube, but...
The ones I've uploaded.
Yes.
The ones I remembered to upload.
So, I definitely want to see the Rebel Gen one.
Oh, yeah, Rebel Gen. Oh, my God, it was so iconic. Like, Alexander Brandy, Zachy Lime. Oh, it was so good. And they won. I think Layla McQueen was one of the guest judges for the
really?
Finale.
Really? That's sick. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, and that was, like, that night. It was epic. And also, like, a lot of the judges currently have competed before.
Right, right.
Like, Manny Dingo competed in season two in Church of Tees. Like, Ivory competed season one.
Yeah.
Helena competed season one.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you graduate to becoming a judge.
I love that.
So, you got to compete and win.
Oh.
And then you'll be a judge.
Okay. I'll try next year.
Because
being a judge is actually my ultimate goal of this. That's why I'm making a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to know, like, do you remember who won each year? So, first year, you...
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Yes, I do. Okay, season one. Okay, this is the pop quiz, right? Was Mona Moore, Lucy Flawless...
Oh.
Amara, and Erin Brockovich.
Okay, were.
They won season one.
Okay.
Yeah, and then season two was Rebel Gen. That was Alex Brandy, Zachy Lime... Newfoundland, Captain...
Wait! Newfoundland was... Oh, my God.
One season two!
How come I don't know these things?
Babi Amadora and Captain. And then three, for some reason, I am having the biggest brain fog.
I think I know who won. I think it was Fag House. P-H-A-G.
It was. You're right. No, I'm so stupid. You're right.
And I know this. I don't know how.
No, yeah, okay. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah. Van Gogh and...
Yes. Steak? No.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think Steak was in it.
Because Steak was in season two as well, wasn't she? Because season two, Tay Bobo, Virgo Queen, Fierce Delicious, and Luna Dubois were in a house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
House of Just.
Just what you want, House of Just.
Just what you ask for, House of Just. Just here to impress.
Yes, okay. Steak did compete. Okay, I'm remembering. Steak competed the year before she won in Slaughterhouse.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Makes sense for Steak.
With Casper and Tash Riot and people. Yes. See, I'm remembering things.
Yes.
My brain is full of secrets.
So here it says Fag House, Steak, Van Gogh, Perla, Aurora Matrix, and Jelly. That's pretty iconic.
Oh my god. Because they were literally guest judges on the next season because they won. I'm so stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know why my brain is full of nonsense.
It's okay. I forgot as well who the guest judges were.
I blame COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, literally.
All of your problems are COVID.
No, that makes sense. It literally makes sense. But besides that, speaking of the pandemic, I was wondering, like, was there a year where it didn't happen because of the pandemic? Because
it started in 2018, question mark, and then 2019.
Right.
And now it's 2024, so obviously there's only been 5 years, so... Right?
Yeah.
There was a year off.
Year off.
2020 was the year off.
Makes sense. Makes sense. And then, I guess, maybe 2021.
Live math with Mish on the podcast.
Love it. Yeah, love it.
Yeah. Because that was also when kind of the show changed, where it was in... It changed to the venue it's kind of at, like, more of a West End venue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What? The Drake?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Drake.
And it's at the Drake this year.
Yeah. They kind of switched it to a couple bars last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. They had, like, the venues got bigger.
But they were definitely more, like, event venues, where, like, the first 2 years was more, like, bars.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It has definitely expanded.
Right? I will say as well, like, the newer years definitely feel a lot more, like, newer performers having fun. There's a lot more newer performers. People doing it for fun, where the first couple years was a lot of, like, people who kind of were already really famous in Toronto just actually competing to compete.
That's interesting.
With their claws out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm also sure they were competing for fun, too.
You don't want to say they weren't.
But I definitely see a lot more, like, newer houses, and, like, every year feels different, and it's exciting.
Yes, for sure. Like, I'm very excited for this year. Who are you excited for this year?
I mean, I'm excited for Frat House.
Yes, of course.
I'm excited for House of Melanin. And...
Yes, same.
Oh, and I'm definitely, like, really excited for New House.
Yes, they're gonna kill it. I just know.
But I'm excited for everyone. PC answer.
No, but that
those
too.
Those are my three tops right now.
Yeah. I'm just excited to see how everyone brings their own unique style
to
this one.
We'll pray for no toxicity this year.
Yes. No, I'm sure there's going to be drama. I'm sure there's going to be drama, though. And I will try my best not to report on it, but...
Yes.
It would be funny if I did. By funny, I mean funny for some people.
I remember drama every year, but I'm not going to repeat things on mics. Because also, who cares? When people are competing, they get upset. And like, it's all dramatic. Yeah. It's all a lot of stuff going on in your brain. And that's why girls on RuPaul's Drag Race get bad edits, is because they're going through this stress that they don't usually go through.
Yeah,
because normally when you do drag, you're not competing against your friends.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Don't. We know it. anything else you want to add about favorite moments, things you remember, people you remember, numbers you remember? What was your number, solo number, that you remember doing?
Oh my gosh. I actually want to redo this number. It was cute.
Yeah.
So I did a number where I was like a weather reporter.
Oh.
And I'm like reporting the weather and I'm like, oh my God, there's like a rainstorm. It's crazy. And then it goes into thunder by Imagine Dragon.
That's fun.
And like I have an umbrella and like, I'm like, oh, the thunder.
Yeah.
But as the song goes on, you keep hearing the actual thunder sound effects get, like, louder and louder, and you're like, uh-oh. And then there's a part of the song where I just actually get struck by lightning.
Oh!
And I fall to the ground, and I have an umbrella prop. Mm-hmm. At the time, I had long hair, so what I did is I bought a wig that wasn't my hair, but a wig.
Okay.
So then underneath it, I made my hair, like, crazy with hairspray, so, like, I got electric shocked. So when I went under the umbrella, I took off the wig, And then I was like, oh! And then I went into Thunderstruck by ACDC, and it was like, it looked like I got hit by lightning because my hair went
that's
crazy.
That's sick.
It was a very that's simple fun. And stupid thing, but it was fun. As for, like, some more favorites, Rosacea Cheeks' solo was really, really good with the big angel wings.
Oh,
that was so good. That was not last year, I don't think.
No?
No, it was the year before, I think. Or was it last year?
It might have been last year.
It was last year. Uh-huh. My brain. I remember, like, just the Diakos number was really, really good that year they competed. They had, like, a whole, like, movie monsters theme.
Oh, that's
that cool. was really, really good. Oh, my God. I think it was season two, but Steak did one where it was, like, a Titanic number. And it was, like, the painting, like, one of your French girls. But she was just wearing, like, a bodysuit that was, like, painted to have to be, like, nude. But it was, like, a nude bodysuit.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. I gotta send you that. Yeah. It's actually really funny.
I better look up some of these.
Oh, no. My favorite one.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite?
Reba George. Season two. Reba George moved from Toronto, but icon legend, she was the moment. She did a number about shitting on the toilet. After eating too much fast food or something, and then she literally just, like, took off her underwear with a giant shit stain on it and, like, threw it at the judges.
Oh, my God. There needs to be more numbers like that. I need to see more of that.
That was her solo, just like, don't you hate when you're sitting on the toilet?
Oh, my God.
So
yeah, I'm definitely gonna watch some of these after.
But also, this wasn't Empire's Ball related, I'm just telling you as a person right now. She also did a number at Cruise and Tangos back when they did an open stage where she brought a turkey, a real turkey on stage, and she stuffed the turkey.
Oh my God. I love
like,
that.
Like just fully, full, like fisted the turkey. It wasn't really stuffing it. She was just fisting a turkey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah.
Of course. As one does at Cruise and Tangos. Love it. Love to see it.
I think she was
damn.
For that. Anyways.
Band? What a shame. Because
yeah.
like... That's real entertainment.
That's real entertainment.
So, yeah, if you have nothing else, then we can wrap this up.
I think I have nothing else because my brain is small. I mean, yes, I have nothing else.
No. I'm so glad I got to talk to you about Empire's Ball because now I'm really curious to actually, like, dive into the history and, like, look and see with my own eyes what ridiculousness went down. And this year, I'm very excited to see what ridiculousness is going to go down. I know Frat House has something good planned.
Ooh,
no spoilers. I know, well, I don't know, but I just know that everyone else is going to kill it because, like, a lot of people are putting a lot of effort on Instagram and all that, so... Yeah, we'll have to see. So thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Media Munchies Podcast. Bye. Say bye.
Bye.
Okay. The little say bye. Okay.
Yay!